In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear faithful, fortunately, Christmas is not only on Christmas Day. It has to do with a period of 8 days, hence the word octave. 8. Indeed, such an event must not pass by so fast, and the Catholic liturgy actually invites us to stay by the crib. Because Christmas first deals with the crib, the nativity scene. It is said that the custom of the crèche is due to Saint Francis of Assisi. He knew how to move souls in simple and deep ways. The crib is also the grotto. And this grotto is an announcement of the sepulchre, the tomb where Jesus will be buried. In a few days, the wise men will come, and they will remind us of the holy women coming, bringing along herbs in order to embalm the one who has given out his life on the cross. The crib means also desertion by men. It means the expelling of the one who has come to visit his own family and who is not welcome. It means poverty and simplicity. In the crib, there is also faith. The faith of Saint Joseph, the faith of the Virgin Mary, as well as the faith of a few poor people. There is also in the crib love, because there are at least two hearts who have been welcoming Jesus, the heart of Saint Joseph and the heart of Our Lady. Saint Joseph, he is his true adoptive father. Without taking over the only son's eternal father, he gives him his name and his lineage, the one coming from King David. The Virgin Mary, the Immaculate One, is his true mother. She carries him in the faith before she carried him in her womb. Saint Joseph and the Holy Virgin Mary love each other, and they welcome God's gift. They haven't bought it, they haven't made it, nor have they said they had been entitled to it. No, they know it's a divine gift. And thanks to them, thanks to their obedience to the Holy Ghost, Jesus was born in a climate, in an atmosphere of grace, love, and welcoming. So, let us make time not to reduce Christmas to only a few hours, or even to one day. Christmas lasts for 1 week. It is so important to take our time. One day, one night, is definitely not long enough. And what you may have lived, maybe absent-mindedly during a day, can be fortunately made up for the following days. The incarnation of the Son of God teaches us how to invest time in order to bring eternity on this earth. This is why there is nothing better than the crib to contemplate the incarnation. In the crib, we can see Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. We can also see sheep and shepherds, and soon wise men with camels and even elephants. All of this is delightful. Indeed, this little child is the only one who can understand the saving plans of God, who has made himself little to make us big. We must live Christmas in front of the crib. And we must discover that our prayers in front of the crib have no rivals. On this Sunday, within the octave of Christmas, we are not in Milwaukee, we are in Bethlehem, in order to watch an event which is repeated in each soul. And this is the beauty of Christmas. The miracle is back every year, because God has dwelled in our time on this earth. Therefore, the time is different because of this divine presence. God has come down among us. He has come down because he loves us. And this child is a gift from God himself, who loves us and who is saving us. Today, he has made himself known. And the star, the famous star, is also there to show this to us. Yet the star is not the light. The star only shines at night, but it shines thanks to the light coming from someone else, somewhere else. It is shiny thanks to the light of the sun, and the sun is in the crib. This star, making the wise men rise, is bowing before another star, which is more beautiful because it is more real and more definite. It is the tribute of a star to another star. Faith is in the crib, and faith will always be faith. Our God, who has made himself known, remains hidden to us. Faith is like the star in the night. It is already shining, but not enough to let us see everything. A very young lady is a new star in our night. The so sweet Virgin Mary is becoming our new star. And we sing it, Ave Stella Maris. What she had to meditate on is mainly her son's fate. In a few moments, the Holy Communion will change all of us into lively cribs. We will carry Jesus the Savior in our souls. So let us meditate on all these things in our heart and minds. Being lively cribs is what the world needs the most. Christmas is really the first communion of the world. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.